Find together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
That was Welcome to Our House with Jamie Arroyo. You should be tuning in at 6, really. Get all pumped up.
Arroyo.
Arroyo. And this is...
To your mother.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hi, y'all.
It's too much. I've determined what I am.
What?
In slut.
Okay, you're an involuntary slut my ass. It's all voluntary. You're a hoe bag.
It's not my fault that everyone says yes.
No, you're a hoe bag.
It's involuntary.
You ask.
I'm an in slut.
Do you know how many people I ask? Zero.
In slut. Sometimes they ask me.
Because I'm a vocel.
What?
Voluntary celibate.
Vocel.
Yeah.
I'm an in slut.
Yeah, it's not.
I see you said it.
It's not. It's not in. It's vol. You're a vol slut.
In slut.
You're a whole big vol slut.
All right. Okay. All right. Here's an example. In July, I'm going to Fire Island with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about bringing a unicorn.
Uh-huh.
For those of you who don't know, that's somebody who...
Who's willing to fuck both of these fucks.
Yes.
And not be crazy about it.
And then I had second thoughts. I was like, you know what? We haven't seen each other in forever. I think a unicorn would be totally ignored because we'd just be fucking the shit out of each other all the time.
Literally sometimes. Mexican.
Jesus Christ.
Spicy.
And then she said, well, I was thinking of a unicorn that's into pegging so we could like tag team you.
She doesn't want to fuck your butt all the time. That's what that means. She's sick of fucking your butt.
She's not tired
You're
of it.
You're such a butt slut. You're such a vol barb that...
So this leaves me no choice.
What?
But to say yes.
Or be less of a butt slut.
What?
She's begging you to be less of a butt slut. She's
no,
like,
she's
please,
not. She's trying
let's
to
recruit
to
someone to fuck your butt
oh,
for
God,
me.
I wish I told her to listen because she would call in and she would talk about how much she likes fucking my
yeah.
butt.
Well, my girlfriend would call in because she would be listening if I had one.
In slut.
No, vol slut.
In
vol
slut.
Barb. You're a vol barb.
No.
Vol barb.
In barb.
Total hoe bag.
We have to explain what barb is. No, we don't.
You're a butt slut. Barb. Barb the butt slut.
Just listen to the...
Be a fucking regular listener.
Be a regular listener so you can understand what we're
talking
about.
What's wrong with you? It's archived and everything.
That's right.
Go back and listen to old episodes.
In slut.
Vol. Vol barb. Vol barb.
In slut.
Vol barb. Full-blown so, vol barb. The vol barbiest of vol barbs have ever barbed.
Stop. It's not my choice.
Yeah, it is. You're a butt slut by choice.
I just haven't been given a choice.
No, you have choice. Everybody has choice. You're just a butt slut. Barb the butt slut. Can't help it.
Barb the in slut.
No.
Yes. So I read about this today. Some people at Google are protesting because the company is partnering with the military to give artificial intelligence to military drones. They call it Maven. I call it Skynet.
That's interesting because I was under the impression that that was already going on.
Yeah, they are under contract, but now they're finally, you know, Google employees just are very tight-lipped about shit. They, okay. You know, they have, I think they have to sign all kinds of things saying they won't talk about anything. So like speaking up against it, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Skynet, I mean, didn't we learn anything? You can't, you don't have things that can kill other people thinking on their own. Machines. You don't have machines that can kill thinking on their own.
Because
it'll just kill everybody.
Or do you? Because maybe that's what this world needs.
Go on.
Everybody to just fucking die.
Oh, there you go.
So that we can all turn into a reef for the ocean.
Okay, so you do agree that's where it's heading.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
It's probably headed that way. I just hope I don't have to... I just hope I don't see too much ugly. You know, like, I don't... I've got a VCR, and somehow I think that's prepared me for this apocalypse that's coming.
You have a VCR?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm clinging to this is somehow related to me taking over the apocalypse. Okay. I don't know how yet, but no, like we'll either. Find that out in the third act.
Do you think our robot overlords will make me their sex slave?
No, I think you're Damn going it. To be like, do you want to probe me? And they'll be like, no, we just have some questions. Probing questions? Yeah, probing questions. Okay, so here, please close your asshole. We're not probing you. Please just fucking probe me. I can't probe myself, sir. You are now fisting your own asshole. Could you please just answer our questions? We just want to know about New York. No, somebody fucking probe me. I want to talk about this. So no, I don't think that it'll be their idea.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Volbarb.
We'll see. In slut.
Volbarb. I'm in slut.
No, I'm an in slut.
No.
Yes.
Nothing involuntary about your sluttiness.
Completely.
Nothing.
Huh.
Nothing.
All right.
There's a baby in here calling you Barb.
Shut up. This is a baby being a baby.
No, it's a baby saying Barb, Barb, Barb.
Babies are so stupid.
They're so fucking dumb.
They don't know how to do anything.
I saw the ugliest kid today.
Go ahead.
So ugly. It was like movie ugly. You know, like movie ugly?
I'm going to throw a pen across the room at that window. Those guys don't. Bunch of guys. Bunch Here. Of guys from.
Take your marker and use it as a poker.
Use it as a poker. Guys.
Is that on. Good? They can't hear me over
Doesn't
there
bother
talking.
Me all that much. Michael Rotundo finally moved.
What's that?
He's the 30-year-old.
Oh.
His parents had to take him to court to get him to move out of his house.
I want
to
know who the asshole is. Is it the parents or the guy? Because the guy was like, how long did it take for him? Like, how many times did they say leave? And he's like, I just got out of the shower. I can't move.
He moved back home when he was 22. He's been there for 8 years.
Yeah.
He wouldn't leave. They took him to court. He wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
Finally, he was on some show that paid him $3,500.
To leave?
Supposedly, to leave.
Really?
Like, get out.
What show?
I forget.
He was on a show?
Yeah, he was on some talk show.
And they paid for him to leave?
Get out.
Because that's a movie. And it's not about him. Well, I mean, where did he go?
He said he's probably going to move in with a cousin.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a whole family problem.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Wow. What a terrible person.
I know.
Like, why are you bothering your cousin now? Like, what did your cousin do? Because he looked like a douche.
He looks like such
Nothing
a douche.
Nothing explains that fucking beard.
How does he have a child? How did anyone ever sleep with
fuck?
Him?
Yeah. Because it's not like he could get pregnant himself.
No.
Oh. Yeah, I was wondering that too with that fucking beard. Who fucked that beard?
Who fucked that beard? Beard? Man.
Mm-mm. No. He's gross.
Yeah, but now he's going to get laid.
No.
He's been on television.
No.
That's how it works.
No. No. No.
Even if you're on television for being the biggest douche,
no.
There's someone out there. Yeah, that's no. What happens.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. It's the way it works.
We got to find his number. It's got to be listed. And we got to find the person. Ask them why. Why would you fuck this guy?
Why did you have sex with him?
Oh my God, we are Howard Stern.
What is wrong with you?
That's something Howard Stern would do.
Yes, it is.
But seriously, because America wants, I want to know, so you must want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would possess you to be attracted to this person? This garbage, fucking hideous person.
Nasty.
He's not attractive.
Not at all.
There's no redeeming qualities about him.
None.
That I know of. He seems like a whiny cunt.
Totally.
And I'm not allowed to say that. Whatever. I don't care. I am. yeah, no, I don't like him. Like, I just don't know why anybody would fuck him. Why? Ew.
Just that face.
He doesn't look like he has, like, a dick worth fucking. Like, could you imagine under all that shit, he's got a fucking nice
dick. So pasty. No, he doesn't. No. Micropenis.
Oh, God, it's covered in fur.
Yeah.
Gnarly, untamed fur.
Yeah.
Just like his fucking beard. His pubes are like his beard. His beard's disgusting.
Now, if we state this as fact, it could be considered slander.
It's a fucking fact.
It's a fact.
It's a fucking fact.
It's not my opinion.
It's not my opinion. Not even a little.
Big hairy micro penis.
Fucking disgusting. You gotta go forest.
You gotta go foraging to find it.
Unkempt forest.
Probably dreaded.
Foraging for berries. That's a dick size of a berry.
Berry.
Wow. Yeah. No, he's gross. What's his name?
Michael Rotundo.
Micro penis.
Micro
Rotundo.
Michael Rotundo.
Rotundo. Wait a minute.
Rotundo.
His dad's got a big dick. Gross. You know what? That woman got pregnant when she was like, Rotundo, I want to see what that means. And then she found out, she's like, oh no, you're just disgusting.
Yeah.
Because you know how like sometimes there'll be a trick that, I guess it's God plays on the world, where they put like beautiful penises on the most hideous of people?
Yes.
Yeah. Like that, with the name like Rotundo, that explains why he's got one kid.
Oh, you think he actually has a decent dick?
No.
No, okay.
No, no, God, no. No, I hope not. I hope he has. We just stated it as fact. It's fact.
That's right.
Is he going to come here and prove otherwise? Come prove otherwise. Yeah, Rotundo.
Take it out, Rotundo.
Fucking micro Rotundo. He's a micro Rotundo.
But you cannot crash in the studio.
What do you mean?
He's the kind of guy,
we're not
going to
give him a key, that's for sure. Fucking asshole. He'll like get mail here and then he'll fucking claim he owns the place, little fucking squatter pig.
I knew you'd hate this guy as much as I do. But now you hate him more.
I hate his fucking beard. Why do I hate him more?
You just seem to.
Then when?
Would you rather?
No.
Cut off a pinky, like just the tip of your finger.
No.
Or eat bits of food from his beard.
No, God, fuck. Oh, is it surgical or is there anesthetic? Seriously, who's cutting it? Do they know what they're doing? How much pinky? What's going to happen with the nail? Is it going to be a weird nail? Am I going to have a weird nail?
No, just like slice a little bit off the top of your
pinky.
Oh,
that's nothing. Take it. Take it. I'm not fucking touching his beard. Do I have to eat my pinky? Because I will.
No, no one added that. Just slice
it. I'll eat my fucking pinky. I'm you right now.
Okay, would you
see
rather.
See how I just did that? That was my idea. Not. It wasn't involuntary.
Would you rather have a fingernail removed?
No. Oh, God.
Or.
Oh, fuck. Why would you do this? My hands. I want to suck my finger.
Or. Eat bits of food out of his pubic hair.
No.
That have been there for like a while.
Am I awake when they're taking the nail off? I've done that to myself as a child. I was a weird kid.
Did what?
Took my nail off.
Why?
I was a weird kid.
How?
I don't really know, but it started with a porcupine pencil sharpener because I thought it would make my nails longer.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't. It doesn't do to your nails what it does to pencils. That's what I found out the hard way. But if anybody wanted to know, they don't have to try it now. It didn't work out. I wasn't like a smart kid, but I was imaginative.
Yeah.
I was a genius. I'm telling you, the future will have those pencils, those pencil sharpeners for nails.
All right. Well, we might get back to Rotundo.
Ugh, why? He just wants to see me squirm.
You know he has dingleberries.
No, God.
There are unquestionably dingleberries on that
beard.
Man, even after a shower, if he takes them.
Dingleberries in his fucking beard. That's how nasty he is. But dingleberries, like legit dingleberries in his fucking beard. That fucking, it looks like a pussy hat. Why is it shaped like that? Like an unkempt pussy hat.
Well, see, because when he wipes, sometimes after he wipes, he's got dingleberries on his hand scratches his beard.
That motherfucker wipes back to front.
Oh, yeah, he does.
You know it. Oh, it's all up on his balls. Yep. It's covered on his balls. On his grundle.
There's poo caked up on his balls.
Poo caked in his grundle.
Would you lick it?
Poo cake Grundle. No. Absolutely not. No. No. Would you? You fucking slut?
No.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. If you had the right mix of like whiskey.
There ain't no
you'd be
mix.
Like, yes, call me a disgusting cakey shit liquor.
No way. Not into poo, and I'm not into Rotundo.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Don't turn me on.
Do you have
to some
a prop?
Music.
I want to see a prop.
No, I'm just grabbing my whiskey.
Oh, I was hoping you'd have like a fucking like a whip and a bunch of dildos and a teddy bear.
The bear.
Yeah, you need to do that bit again.
I know I do.
How have you only done that once, you dumb dumb?
I'll do it again.
That's the best thing. I think that that's how you know. Like, here's getting to know you. This is Face Boy.
This is an excellent piece.
And I'm like, damn, this guy's fucked.
Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Have you heard of them?
No, but
good,
I've seen them
to.
On this thing about 1,000 times.
Well, now you're going to find out what they're all about. They Malcolm McLaren has credited Richard Hell's look as an inspiration for the Sex Pistols. They're early punk
band.
He's
yum yum.
He's so gorgeous. And we're going to listen to the title track, Blank Generation. If you haven't heard this, welcome to punk. Generation, Richard Hell and the Voidoids. What did you think?
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. What?
You didn't blow you away at all?
No, why would it?
Because it's awesome.
Okay.
This is 1977.
I mean,
this is before the Sex Pistols. I mean, highly influential song, highly influential group in terms of punk rock and rock in general. And he's gorgeous.
No.
You were playing with your hair so hard. When
no,
you were
I really like the one picture of him. I didn't like the others. I don't like the way he looks.
I'm not sure that those were him.
Okay, good. Then he might still be fucking hot.
He's hot.
I'm going to look him up.
My friend Jan Xavier played with Richard Hell and the Voidoids in the 70s. That's pretty fucking cool. So, Face Girl.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, he's not hot. Mm-mm, no, not that's him.
Let me see. Yeah, he is.
This is like Laurel Yanni. No.
He's hot.
Wait, some of them. Yeah, like I want to have sex with him, but he's not hot. He looks would like he's you, got problems.
Would
I like
you?
That.
Yeah, definitely. Would you suck Michael Rotundo's dick?
No.
If it meant you could have sex with Richard Hell?
No. Would you?
No.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I dreamed I was a very clean tramp. An autobiography by Richard Hell. Yeah, he's fucking hot.
He's fucking hot.
Look at that.
Yeah.
See in what that I'm picture, he's hot. Nah. Oh, man. No, maybe he is hot.
All right, we can move on.
All right, you he's move hot. On.
Stop looking at the pictures.
I'm done.
There's a 1 hour show.
See, but look at what happened to him when he grew up.
People grow up. That's not like bad it. For growing up.
I don't want to say die young, stay pretty, but Sid Vicious did. I'm just kidding.
So a Trader Joe's opened up.
What? Where?
A few blocks from my house.
Okay. Like, how is this news?
And mom loves it.
Aww.
She's crazy about it. Because it's been forever since she's gone to, you know, pick out her own groceries. It's like, because I would go to the store for her because, you know, it's a long walk for her. Even in the chair. And there's like, you know, it's just a plain old grocery store. There's nothing, you know, aww. Trader Joe's is nicely laid out. It's got great bargains, which mom loves, of course.
Yeah.
And so this happened earlier this week. I said, you know, it's a beautiful day. Would you like to go down to the river? I'll take you down to the river for the sunset. She goes, I want to go to Trader Joe's.
No.
She'd rather go to Trader Joe's because it's empowering. She picks out her own food. She... You know, she interacts with people.
Oh my God, she's funny.
So the first time I go and I bring her there just to give her a tour of the place, and she had to buy something, so she bought a couple of cans of cat food.
Mm-hmm. For
Allie. And then we go to a kind of fancy place to eat dinner. And it's, you know, everything's, you know, like white tablecloth kind of thing, and they're expensive, but we weren't getting a lot of food. So, you know, we could order like the light plates that were a little cheaper. I got scallops for $21. There were two scallops. That kind of place.
That's dumb.
I know.
You're stupid.
I know. So we get
two fucking scallops.
Two scallops.
That's like what? Like a slug? That's like a fucking, like a snail. It's like a sea snail. You got ripped off.
Whatever.
Go get some bugs. Go eat bugs. Anyway, go on.
So, mom takes the two cans of cat food, puts them on the table.
Where is this going?
She was afraid they would fall from the wheelchair.
Okay.
Because we fold up the wheelchair.
Okay.
And she gets in a chair. I'm like, Mom, this is a fancy place. You can't put friggin' cat food on the table.
Aww.
It's like, what are people going to, like, what, and an old woman, you know, that whole thing about old women eating cat food when they get old? They
that's where I thought anything. This was going.
I know, that's where you thought this I'm was like, going.
Oh man, how bad was this food? Like, how mad was she that she needed to make this fucking point? Your food is so bad, I would rather eat cat food. And let's be clear, I've never done this before, your food is shit.
So there is a pocket in the back of the...
You're going to make me eat this cat food? So who's going to make me eat this cat? No one's making you do it. I'm going to do it.
Would you rather eat cat food?
No, because it's meat.
Or...
Nope.
Eat a dingleberry.
No.
Off of Michael Rotundo's beard.
No, it's meat.
Which?
It's dead animals.
Got to choose.
No.
One or the other.
Vegan cat food.
The dingleberry isn't meat.
It is. It is. It's definitely got living things in it. Oh, God. He's so disgusting. I'm going to look him up. I'm going to cancel out all that yum yum hell hell. Hell is hot.
Richard Hell is hot.
Yeah. What was he? Rotundo?
Michael Rotundo.
Rotundo.
Oh, is that it?
No, you're right. It's Rotondo. Ah, that fucking beard. Oh. He is ugly as sin. How is he fucked? I mean, I guess he slays at the, I don't want to say Ren Fairs because I don't want to offend people who go to Ren Fairs.
D&D.
Like, is that it? Because that's what his beard looks like. It looks period. He's terrible.
Yes, he does.
Oh, do we want to hear his terrible voice?
Sure, a little bit.
I gotta find it. Michael Rotondo, deadbeat, calls cops on dad over missing Lego?
Really?
No, this is fake. This can't be real.
Because if that's the latest, that's just really wrong.
That's amazing.
Which really seems to be kind of outrageous that somebody in this day and age could be in somebody else's home.
That's the judge.
With a 6-month notice before they have to leave. I mean, that creates all kinds of problems in the era of Airbnb.
Honestly, I'm not sure exactly how it ended. I mean, it seems to be that... it seems to me like I should be provided, you know, like 30 days or so, because generally you get 30 days
after you're found.
You know, you have to make your premises. So I'm expecting.
Look at him touch his hair like a douche.
Well, I do tend to appeal it, but I'm wondering, you know, like, because how it sounded. You know, I mean.
I'm never putting my hair up again.
Just because he is.
It sounded kind of like that, too.
Like, who does this during a press conference? Why did he do that during a press conference?
Because he's gross.
Or whatever the fuck that was. Like, why?
Because he's disgusting.
I would do that. Ew, I hate that I have anything in common with him.
Lower East Side Festival of the Arts.
Uh-huh.
I told you they called me.
Yeah.
And I agreed to do it.
Yeah.
But I told them I couldn't do Saturday.
Right.
So when their person was doing the actual schedule, she said, we have you in for Saturday at blah, blah, blah. I called her back. I said, look, I can't do Saturday. I can do Friday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I don't know if we have a spot. And I said, and I'm like, great. It's a wonderful festival. I'm not putting down the festival. I just didn't want to do it.
Because you suck at it. And there's melodies. And there's melodies. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But the name will come to me. So I got out of it. And then on Saturday at around 11,
guess what? They called me. Dropped out. We have a spot for you.
No, they called me and they're like, "Where are you? Are you coming? Are you coming?" And I like just the communication was not very good with them this year. And I said I told Lissa and I told the person doing the schedule I can't do Saturdays and I'm not going to be able to make it over there. But best of luck. Remember me for next year.
Flawless dismount.
It's great.
You're a pig.
So it's kind of perfect because my name is in the stuff.
Wow.
I didn't have to show up.
Wow.
Didn't have to leave my apartment. Wow. Worked.
You're a terrible person.
I am.
You should roommate with Michael Rotondo.
You want to see him that bad?
Yeah, I want to be friends with him. His hair was greasy. Did you see how fucking shiny grease it was?
I did.
Ugh. He didn't even wash his hair for fucking court. Oh my God, my head is itching. My head is itching looking at that. Oh, it's itchy.
You're listening to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression.
I want cupcakes.
We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission so we can continue to bring you quality community radio, we invite you to make a one-time donation or monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can donate as little as a dollar, and every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air. So please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. And remember that RFB is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your contribution is tax deductible. If you want to sponsor this show, go to rfb.nyc/ass. That's rfb.nyc slash
ass.
Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Britney Spears, Madonna, some of the biggest names in the music industry, come out to Diva Night on Monday, June 11th from 9 to 11 at Pine Box Rock Shop in Bushwick to celebrate those artists and all your favorite women in pop music. This is a free event, so come and tell your friends. See you on Monday, June 11th from 9 to 11 at Pine Box Rock Shop in Brooklyn. You hear that baby crying?
Yeah, I'm now squeezing this cord sleeve. It feels really weird. There's a sleeve on the cords that zippers. It's the most amazing thing I've ever fucking seen.
Face girl, can you read that article about the guy on the plane that was farting? Because I think this is very important ass news.
So not the one where they're disturbed by the passenger masturbating.
No.
But the one where the pilot is forced to make an emergency stop landing.
Yes.
Okay. Pilot forced to make... Hold on. This thing. Okay. Pilot forced to make emergency landing after flight. Nope. After fight breaks out when passenger refuses to stop farting. The Dubai to Amsterdam flight made an unscheduled stop in Vienna as the elderly overweight man reportedly refused to contain himself. They just called him a fat old fart bag. They just said this fat fart bag.
Elderly obese.
Overweight man.
Fat old man.
Elderly overweight man.
Fat old man.
Refused to stop fucking farting. You fat old man. Stop farting.
Stop fucking farting.
Like that's what they were calling him. You know, you fat old man. Stop fucking farting. Wow. A pilot was forced to make an emergency landing after a fight broke out when a passenger wouldn't stop, all caps, farting. Farting.
Farting.
The Dubai to Amsterdam flight made an unscheduled stop in Vienna as the elderly overweight man reportedly... Why are you saying this again? I read that.
Because he's a fat old man farting.
Okay. Chaos erupted on the flight when two Dutchmen... Come on. Come on, really?
Yep.
This is not real.
It's real.
They're two Dutchmen.
Dutchmen.
All right, like the Flying Dutchman, but also like... Like
Dutch oven.
A Dutch oven. Yeah, exactly. Stop this. This is not fucking reality. I'm dead. We're all dead. We're dead. We're dead already. This is not real. When two Dutchmen. What? Why are you laughing?
It's funny. Because they're Dutch.
Chaos erupted on the flight when two Dutchmen who were sitting next to the flatulent man told him to stop and complained. To Transavia Airlines crew. Is it Transavia? No, Transavia. I don't know. Fuck it. If you don't know, I don't know.
It's not Transylvania.
Yeah, but it looks like it should be.
It looks like it should be.
Yet, despite repeated requests and even a direct order from the pilot.
Excuse me.
I can't believe I have to get out of my cockpit to come out here and... Oh. God, I can't even breathe.
Jesus Christ. Oh. Stop farting, sir.
I'm going to crash this fucking plane if you don't stop making that sound. Oh, it smells so bad. Oh. Oh, God. Somebody fly this thing. I got to fucking throw up. Yet, despite a review, you know, direct order from the pilot, the man carried on and a fight broke out. The pilot of the Dutch low-cost airline. So they're like, this fat old man on a cheap-ass motherfucking flight can't stop farting. Like, that's what they're saying. Like, low-cost Dutch oven fucking air. The pilot of the Dutch low-cost airline then decided to make an emergency landing at Vienna International Airport in Austria. Officers boarded the plane with police dogs. What the fuck? What the fuck are they subjecting those poor animals to? Why? Why?
They have very sensitive noses.
Those poor things, but they love it. They love disgusting things. Oh my God.
They do.
They must have been like, oh, yeah. Oh, give me more of that. Oh, I want more jobs like this. I don't like the smell of cocaine, but I do love the smell of farts. Officers boarded the plane with police dogs and four suspects. What the fuck? What the fuck? Suspects in what? This took a turn. Were escorted off the plane. The pilot had reported passengers on the rampage before footage emerged of passengers being removed in a post on social media by Alfred Decker. If you want to get him in trouble, it's Alfred Decker.
Alfred Decker.
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 Isn't Decker the name of Blade Runner? Okay. A police spokesman confirmed that the incident centered around a passenger suffering from wind who was not attempting to restrain himself, and that this offended two young Dutchmen who started a fight with the farting old man. Two sisters sitting in the same row as the men were also escorted off the plane. But they told local media they hadn't done anything wrong.
We did not do nothing wrong.
We just punched this fart bag in the stomach.
He's farting. We're on same plane.
I don't know why I'm doing German. I guess because they landed in Austria. Close enough.
Nothing. Nothing we did. We spelled his fart.
Nora Lackab, 25, told The Telegraph. It's The Telegraph. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
That we were included. We had no idea who these boys were. We just had the bad luck of being in the same row, and we didn't even do anything. They did not do anything to justify the bizarre behavior of the Transavia crew. Do they sometimes think they're all Moroccans? That all Moroccans cause problems? That's why we do not let it sit? What the fuck?
I don't know.
That took a turn. Wait, they did not do anything to justify the bizarre behavior of the crew. Do they sometimes think that all Moroccans cause problems? That's why we do not let it sit. We had to find our own flights home with another airline. All I will say is that the crew were really provocative and stirred things up. A spokesman for the airline told local media that the four people have now received a ban from any further travels. Why are they the fucking problem?
I know.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Okay. They were not arrested because they had not broken any Austrian laws. No, actually, there's nothing illegal in Austrian law about bludgeoning a farting old fat man on a cheap flight. The spokesman insisted that the ladies were also guilty of misbehavior and verbal abuse. You fat fucking old man. You're fat. You smell. Farts, you disgusting old man. He said, our crew must ensure a safe flight. When passengers pose risks, like fucking farting up the fucking tube, they immediately intervene. Our people are trained for that. Really? Are they fucking fart resistant? They know very well that where the boundaries are. Transavia is therefore square behind the cabin crew and the pilots. Transavia also imposes a travel ban on the four travelers. That means they are no longer welcome on flights. It also examines whether the cost of the stopover in Vienna can be recovered from them. From them. From them.
From them.
From the, not the fucking fat fucking old farting man. Fuck that guy. Like, for there to have been chaos, it must have been a problem.
Must have been really bad.
Like, when you tell a person, can you please stop farting, and they don't, I don't know, go to the bathroom.
And it wasn't like he was saying, I'm very sorry, I will go to the bathroom. I can't control this.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm a human being, not a fucking disgusting little fat fucking old pig.
I'll spend the flight in the bathroom, except when someone needs to use it, and I'll try to hold it in. No, he was just like, nah.
Sit in my fucking farts. Enjoy my fucking kisses. Stink it up.
Let me get an extra dinner.
Oh, yeah. That had a little meat behind it. Oh, that was a wet one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, I love this fucking plane. Oh, man. You smell that? You smell that? I'm basting in it. I'm basting in my own juices. You smell that? That's good.
You fucking smell it.
You want some of this?
Come on, let me.
Oh, it smells like a porterhouse. Like I'm waving
it away.
Steak.
Here we go. Waving it your way.
Oh, yeah. That was some broccoli.
You guys see in the back?
Oh, man. You guys see in the back? My throat.
Oh, if I could smell it, I can't imagine what it smells like to you guys.
Can the guys in the back, can you guys smell it? Because I can walk, I can waddle down there.
You guys want some
got
of this?
Got one for you.
Oh, so good. That was good. Gross. Nasty.
Nasty.
That motherfucker's nasty.
Do you want to read the other one about planes?
Yeah.
The guy jacking off?
Yeah.
Fucking jerk off.
Oh, did I tell you about the jack off? Did I? Oh my God, there was a fucking masturbator I dealt with the other day.
It's more important. Let's hear that.
I can read to you what I wrote because okay. I wrote it immediately. Good. I was inspired to write. Let's see. All these words. See all these words?
Damn.
Yeah. As I opened my eyes, head pressed up to my crazy lady cart, our eyes met. That was my first mistake.
Mm-hmm.
We smiled. I should have hissed or spit blood instead. Awkwardly. He said, "You look the way I'm thinking right now." I didn't know what that meant. He said he didn't know what to say, implying he was having trouble sending a text message to a loved one or colleague. Is this boring? I don't like reading.
Yeah, just tell me what happened.
So this fucking creep, he's like, "You look like I'm thinking right. You look the way I'm thinking right now." I'm like, "What does that mean?" You know? And he's like, "I kind of got the impression that he was like trying to send someone a text message and he didn't know what to say to them." And then he like came and fucking sat next to me, much like that person that I was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Like crawling around shit to sit next to me. Now you're in my space. That's a problem. He's like, "Can I show you something?" And I'm like, "Sure." So he's got his phone open and I can't really see what it is because I'm not looking until he shows me. Like I'm not invading his privacy. And then he's like talking about porn. I can't hear because he's sitting on the side of my bad ear, which I'm happy about because I can't fucking hear him. I hate that I have a bad ear, but I can legitimately not understand him. And I think he said porn, but I have this weird thing with my bad ear where like whatever you say sounds like you're saying something dirty, whether you're saying something dirty or not. So I thought that I was hallucinating. I then realized that on his phone, he's trying to show me porn. It was like some website called like something about MILFs. Like MILFs was in the title. Hmm. And it's just like a porn. It was like a pop-up for a porn website. Like I didn't even understand like why he was showing me this.
Okay.
Like I get better porn than this guy.
Okay.
So he asked me if I ever watch porn. And I did something I never do. I said no.
You lied.
I lied. I said I don't watch porn. Because for whatever reason, this guy's vibe was wrong. He like gave me a bad vibe and I just didn't like it. And like a lot of people,
well, strangers showing you porn on their phone, yeah, a little weird to start with.
Yeah, and it was weird because I thought I was helping. Like, he's like, "Yeah, you know, like I do music." I'm like, "Oh, I know where this is going." And then it took a fucking turn for porn. I do music for porn. The fuck? Yeah, like I honestly thought that he was gonna be just one of those annoying fucking guys who's like, "I do music and I'm having a fight with one of my producers right now," which is really just one of his friends that he fucking drinks with, mm-hmm. you know. But no, it was like porn. So now I'm like, wow, I don't know what's going on right now, but like, I want to move. And I normally like, "What's your stop?" At this point, he's asking me my stop. So I ask him his. His is after mine. I lied about what mine was. And I'm like, fuck, you know, like I'm not sitting with this guy the whole rest of the way. So I'm get up. I move my fucking giant crazy lady cart and I move chairs and then. He like looks at me like, "What the fuck?" And I'm so terrified because I never walk away. I usually just like sit in it and deal with it because it seems safer to just put up with fucking crazy.
Yep.
So that they don't get angry. Yep. That you're rejecting them because they're fucking psychotic.
Uh-huh.
But I just decided not to put up with it that day. I was like, "Fuck this. I'm not doing this." I was looking at something on my phone, I was enjoying myself. Now this fucking guy's inconveniencing. Fuck off, you know? So I get up a little bit scared. And then I see him get up and start to go into the other cart. And I'm like, "Okay, good." But then I realize that his pants are basically down. He's holding a shirt over his dick. I'm like, "Oh my God. Did I like not look down and not notice that he was jerking off the whole fucking time? Was he really jerking off the entire time?"
Damn.
Yeah. And then I got a picture of him.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a picture of him. This is what he looks like.
Let me see this jerk off.
Yeah, literally. And you can zoom in on him. That's what he looks like.
He's cute.
I knew you'd say that.
I mean, he's a jerk off and he's a sexual predator and he needs to go to jail, but cute.
Yeah, whatever.
Isn't he cute?
No, he was not. He's a fucking weirdo.
He's a fucking weirdo, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying physically, you know, his appearance.
I feel like if he was cute, no, there's something like in person where he's just a weirdo. Like okay. The way he talks, the way his eyes look, like he's not cute.
He's got some fucking weird shit in person where you're like, no, you're not cute. There's something wrong with you.
Okay.
He's jerking off.
He was jerking off.
At me.
I would like to, if you would be so kind, to pull up Betrayal Takes Two. We're going to hear one more song from Richard Hell and the Voidoids. This song...
Betrayal Takes Two to make a thing go right.
It's a, not quite that.
Betrayal takes two. Who did it to whom? I mean, not to be cut by your dull point of view. Well, feelings will change. We're helpless, they must. But we like it that way. Eliminates trust. But that cut on your arm, where the blood is still fresh, and the thought of some harm that comes to yourself. Hey, sweetheart, cool off. You're not so distraught. You lost what you had, but that's what I got. Well, I'll close my eyes while you take off my clothes. No, wait a while till this feeling goes. The feeling gets stronger. Two times emptiness will embrace that much longer. Sensation of life was aroused in ourselves. From the plot we digressed, knocked the books off the shelves, then burned down the house, then met in a bar with a motel attached, and kissed all the scars. We're chained now for good, but I try to insert my face to appear when you love, when you flirt.
Betrayal Takes Two. Richard Hell and the Voidoids. Did you like that one?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you, what are you, on Tinder or something? What are you fucking doing?
Yes, my thing, right. What's your problem?
Well, it's a 1 hour show. Just can you not be a millennial for 1 hour?
No. I'm trying. Damn it.
Damn it. Put it away. Put it away.
Okay. Did you turn my volume down?
10 minutes left. No, I didn't turn your volume
down.
Yes,
you did.
No, I didn't.
On this.
On that? Oh, yeah.
Turn it back.
If you want me to.
That's what I was doing.
This song makes me so sad.
Anywhere I would have followed you.
I would have followed you anywhere.
Anywhere. And then you just didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
Small.
I feel this
like
small.
Tiny.
Like Michael Rotundo's
small.
Penis.
You little jingleberry.
Nothing.
Nothing. I don't know anything. I don't really know nothing at all. I'm gonna stumble a lot. I'm gonna fall.
I'm drunk.
A lot. And I'm gonna. I'm just still learning to walk.
I feel so narrow.
Just starting to crawl. Just starting to crawl. You know?
Like when you're really, really drunk. Like really.
Just say something, okay? Say something. I'm keeping up with you, okay? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry that I couldn't get to you.
I really want.
What I was doing on my phone.
Ah, now I see. Very well done. I miss Suzanne.
What?
Suzanne.
Oh, yeah. So this is real. You weren't fucking... I feel so terrible because I didn't believe you and I also told a mentally disabled person what the fuck is wrong with you. I might be a monster.
I realized it today. I mean, she's been yelling at me since I was a child.
Wow. Wow. Was she like that when she was young? Was she ever young?
I don't think she was ever young, but we used to play handball.
Ever old.
We used to play handball in the courtyard, and one of her windows overlooked the courtyard. And just, stop playing handball in the courtyard!
The first time or the second time? Every time.
Every time.
So she hated you since you were a child.
Since I was a child, she's been yelling at me.
It's not because you were a fucking voluntary hoe bag. See, I snuck that in.
Yeah, nice. I'm an in-slut. But anyway.
Valbarb.
I miss her. Yeah. It's like she was a crazy person that yelled all the time, but she was our crazy person.
You got to become
all
her.
The time. And,
you got to start yelling at the kids.
When they replaced all the windows in the building to modernize, you know, mm-hmm. so they were weatherproof, she was the only one that wouldn't let them do it.
Yeah.
She still had her fucking wooden windows.
I thought you guys had your old windows.
No.
You have big windows, though, like, don't you?
Yeah, we have decent size.
Aren't they big old windows?
No, they're modern.
Oh, okay. So she had old windows?
She had old windows.
So they're going to have to do her windows?
Only one of the building. Oh, yeah, they're going to read. They're gonna
read I want a picture of this.
They've been tearing that place apart.
Of course.
Yeah.
Scum.
What? Why does that make them scum?
I don't know.
They're renovating so they can get market value.
Yeah, I get it. And they're scum. Like a person lived there her whole fucking life.
So
she yelled at all the children.
So it needs to stay the same way.
No, I just don't like it.
I don't like it either. Yeah. All her stuff is in the courtyard.
See?
A bunch of shit. They just
fucking
threw
weird
it out.
What happened to her family? Oh, she didn't have kids.
No.
No one's laughing because it's not funny. Yeah.
I miss
That's
her.
So sad. Do you see any, like, what do you see there that makes, is anything there that makes you think of her? Of her shit that's in the courtyard?
All of the shit.
Her stuff.
Yeah, her stuff.
Yeah.
You know, her furniture is out there. You know, old, clearly old lady furniture.
Could you take a picture?
And they, I if it's still there, I will.
Okay. I want to get to know this woman.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want to be old.
What's that?
I don't want to be old.
You don't?
I like wake up every morning. I'm like, oh, God, I forgot to schedule crying about my wasted youth into my day. And now I'm behind schedule.
And I'm thinking I might be that kind. I might be a yelling old person. It's possible.
Yeah, you probably are.
It's possible.
Suck me in the butt. Bigger, more. Less lube. More pain. That's your future.
Oh, God. That's.
Get more people to fuck me in the butt.
That was last week, actually.
Yeah. That's why she's recruiting.
We only have 3 minutes left.
Say something. That's sad.
Folks, please tune in on Saturdays at 3 p.m. for Dunsun.
Yeah, that's my show.
And every Saturday at 7 p.m.
for also check
Star Scene Radio.
Dune Moon.
Please give to Planned Parenthood if you could. They need your help. The ACLU and my cause of the moment, survivors of SESTA. There have been protests, and there are protests planned this weekend in Washington. Sex workers are trying to fight FOSTA. Let's get rid of this thing.
For their right to party.
Yes, or to make a living.
Yeah, partying.
No. Sex work is real work. And FOSTA has taken away some important tools. Damn it.
I didn't say anything. Also, freedariusnow.com. Please check out freedariusnow.com. Help them.
Publix supermarket or whatever the hell they are. They censored a cake that said
cum laude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Summa cum laude.
Yeah. They also don't want people who get high on the reefer.
What's that about?
I think Publix was the one that was like, no reefer people. Like, they don't want people who get high. I forget what it was. But it's like...
Everybody.
Yeah, like, why are you
It's like everybody now.
Everybody must get stoned.
It said, summa cum laude. That's what it said. Summa cum laude.
I mean, we'll let you and keep the load, but we're not going to let you keep the cum.
Yep, you can have the summa laude, but you can't have the cum. We ain't putting no summa cum laude on no cake. We don't do that here at Publix.
Yeah.
We's a upright...
Did they get in trouble for that, dum-dums?
I don't know. I hope so.
Nothing says I've never graduated like fucking censoring that case.
Summa cum laude.
Yeah. Like, unless they're trolling. Like, I there was a moment where I'm like, I hope they're trolling. Like, they know what it means, but they're just like, because if you censor something that's not dirty because it's got a dirty word in it, you're making a statement, you know?
Yeah.
Or joke or comment or whatever.
Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Here's all the stuff we didn't get to.
Say something, I'm giving up.
Roseanne, of course.
Yeah.
How did that Florida man get all those pedophiles in one place?
Yeah, do we have an answer?
Nope. Hollywood mayor declares May 23rd to be Stormy Daniels Day.
Stormy Leather. Stormy Leather.
You know, we don't even have time to get through the stuff that we didn't get through. So thank you all for tuning in.
Stormy Leather.